And tonight, there's two texts that I want to look at. First is in the book of John. This is one of the very men that Brother Don talked about, Simon Peter, in the book of John, chapter number 2, when he was started out talking about the devoted disciple. But Peter ends up in a place of discouragement. And I want to, with the help of the Lord tonight, try to be a help to us. Just before I even read the text tonight, I'll say this. There's some mighty good men in the Bible that were discouraged. Elijah was a mighty good man, Brother Steve. He sat down there. And he didn't really care if he lived or died. Amen. David, the man after God's own heart, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David there at Ziklag, when he came back, and the wives and the children, and the enemy had taken a toll. And yet the Bible said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. I'll tell you this tonight. I don't believe I've ever been at a place in my life that there wasn't somebody around to encourage me when I was discouraged. They may not have even known it, but the call, Brother Preston, was right on time, or the text message was right on time, or you go to the mailbox, there's a card that's right on time. The other day, I got a little place where I study there at home. The other day, I just picked up the little pamphlet where Brother Merv Sally went to heaven and just began to read some of the poems and the things that was on it. And it encouraged my heart. They're home and we're headed home. Amen. And this is really odd, I guess, how this happened, but I'm going to see some parallels tonight between Peter in the New Testament, in the book of John, and the first mention of the word discouraged in the Word of God over in the book of Numbers. And I believe there's a lot of similarity, I guess. I know this tonight. It's hard for the Lord to use a discouraged saint. I think sometimes we are discouraged, you know, because the Apostle Paul said, thanks be to God, which always causes me to triumph in our Lord, through our Lord Jesus Christ. But he's the one that also said, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. While we look not at the things which are seen, that right there is the discouraging. Amen? But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. I hope I can be a blessing to you tonight. The Bible said here in verse number 1 of chapter 21 of the book of John, after these things Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. I want you to notice now, if you were here Sunday night, some of these disciples that Brother Don preached about, devoted disciples, there were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael, remember him Sunday night, and the sons of Zebedee, that'd be James and John, and two other of his disciples that doesn't name. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. Brother Gary, you remember what Brother Don said Sunday night? He said, Jesus said, oh, you wasn't here either, was you? I'm sorry. Brother Gary was on his way back in from his sons. He went over to North Carolina Sunday to celebrate Christmas with his son. That's what you get for being faithful, Brother Gary. Amen. But Brother Don was talking about, Jesus said, follow me, the devoted disciple. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. The Bible said here, Peter said, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, we'll go with thee. How many of you all know that Peter ain't going fishing for men right here in John chapter 21? You know what Peter's doing? He's going back to his old ways. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you and I don't go back to our old ways, it'll be because of the grace of God. Them old ways are back there. Amen. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. He said they went forth and they entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught. That's hard to believe, ain't it? These guys are pros. Do any of you all like watching the fishing on TV? I got a 14-year-old grandson that is eat alive with it. I mean, if you want to know what to get him a gift card to Bass Pro. Amen. He wants the latest, greatest reel, the latest, greatest rod, the latest, greatest bait. He knows what to put in the water when the water's this color or that color. I'm colorblind. I just put something in the water. Amen. I hope it works. But I'm going to tell you something. Even though they were pros, they caught the same thing you and I'll catch if we're not following Jesus. Nothing. Amen. Nothing. The Bible said, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, that would be John, said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fishing coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. I've read this verse many, many, many times, but I'm going to tell you what it did. Today I realized how important the fire was when Peter walked up on the shore. I don't know what time of the year it was, but I know Peter was wet. And Jesus had a fire going. And Jesus had some bread. And Jesus had some fish. And though Peter, let me just say tonight, sometimes we're going to read and we're going to study and we're going to understand that sometimes the discouragement comes of our own making, of our own decisions. And Peter, it started when he walked afar off. And then he denied the Lord. And you know, as I thought about that today, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I don't think there's too many people, if anyone here tonight, that has denied the Lord with your mouth, that said to somebody, I don't know him, after that you knew him, say amen, you know where I'm coming from. You know, remember the maiden said, he's one of them. He said, hey, you're crazy. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know him. But I'll tell you this. If you've lived for God very long, you've probably denied him with your life somewhere along the way. Somewhere along the way, you were silent when you should have spoke up. Somewhere along the way, you were in a crowd you shouldn't have been in. Say amen. And so, we're looking at a discouraged disciple. But I tell you tonight, I'm glad the Savior's there. Even for a discouraged disciple. Peter doesn't encourage himself in the Lord the way that David did. But I tell you what Jesus does. He's going to encourage him. You see, the Bible said as soon as they were come to the land, the fire of coals, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up, and he drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. Now, I suppose when we talk about great fishes, there's big ones, Brother Gary. I don't believe he was getting a net full of guppies in, amen? Even a net full of the bluegills. I don't know what they were, but they're big ones. That's what I believe. I believe they were big fish, great fishes. And 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. I believe the Bible is saying these things because what's happening is miraculous. They fished all night. They caught nothing. They're pros at it. But you remember in another text when they said, Lord, we fished all night. Nevertheless, at thy word. It doesn't say that in this text. They done been down this road once. They just finished cleaning the nets before. Said, nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the net. And again, Jesus filled the net with fishes. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. I promise you this. You get close enough to him to hear his voice, you won't have to ask who he is. There's not another voice in the world like the voice of our Savior. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. We'll come back to it in a little while. Start with verse number 15. That's how we'll close out tonight. But I want you to understand there's a discouraged disciple, first of all, because of the distance between he and his Lord. He walked afar off. Turn back to the book of Numbers with me, please. And in Numbers chapter number 21, we'll find the first mention of the word discouraged in the Word of God. The first mention of the word discouraged in the Word of God. In verse number 1, we'll begin reading that when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard fell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. I used the word distance with Peter. And if you study this out, beloved, where they're going to end up here, they're actually going back. They were there at Kadesh Barnea, And they did not enter into the promised land because of unbelief. They started that journey in the wilderness. This is where God wanted them to go in. And yet, now they've circled right back to where God wanted them to enter in to start with. It was a long distance. They couldn't go through Edom because Edom would not allow passage. They wouldn't let the children of Israel go through, so they had to take a long way around. Can I say this tonight? Sometimes that's what we do. We take the long way around. God's got it right here, right for us. And yet because of that distance, walking afar off, we're going to end up there, but it might be a while before we get there. God only knows how much traveling will go on before we get there, where that He wants us to be. We think about not only the distance, but the direction. I told you here, they're going actually away in order, they're going a backwards. He said, what's that got to do with Peter's life? When Peter said, I go a-fishing. You remember when Jesus called them, they left their nets and they followed Him. You remember that? The devoted disciple. Somewhere along the way, the devoted disciple got discouraged. And now he's going back to his old life. I guarantee you this tonight, there's many people in this building tonight that know someone that used to be going forward for God, that used to be walking close to God, maybe even used to stand in a pulpit or stand and teach a Sunday school class, were faithful to the house of God, but they got discouraged. Sometimes the discouragement is of our own making, and sometimes it's not. I think Brother Steve uses a phrase. I don't use it much, but he uses a phrase that fits right here. The circumstances of life. Things that's beyond our control sometimes. Here it comes. If we're not careful. By the way, beloved, I don't remember any American inviting this virus into our country. But here it comes. I do know this. God is on the throne. And I do know this. I've read enough of this Bible to know that God uses heathen nations many times to chastise His people. And I do know this. As Americans, I'm talking about as a whole, we've put our stamp of approval on things that God will never approve of. The discouragement. The Bible said here, they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of much people was discouraged because of the way. The direction here, You can read it in the story of the children of Israel in the wilderness. They said, Moses, wouldn't we have been better off to just stay back there where the cucumbers and the garlic and the leeks, and wouldn't we have been better? Why did you bring us out here in this wilderness to die? Watch this now. And the people spake against God and against Moses. When an individual gets discouraged, they're liable to say things that they shouldn't say. When Peter looked at that maiden and said, I don't know him, and that cock crowed, I'll guarantee you old Peter said, I shouldn't have said that. And it came back to his mind that Jesus told him, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. Watch this now. And the people speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore Have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. Look at that last phrase right there. Our soul loatheth. Do you know what this is speaking of right here, this light bread? You know what they're sick of? They're sick of manna. Read the New Testament. Read the book of John. It was the bread of God that came down from heaven. I'll tell you something tonight. You get tired of this book, you can just mark her down. You're headed for discouragement. You get to where the bread of heaven ain't enough, you're going to be in bad shape directly. I don't believe that Peter was enjoying the fellowship with God that he once enjoyed. But I thank God that in chapter 21 we're going to see God. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe this with all my heart. I believe Jesus wanted that fellowship back worse than Peter did. Jesus loved him. And not just Peter. If you look at that, all those disciples said, we'll just go with you. They had all. The Word of God said in one place, they left all and followed Jesus. But they're discouraged. The Word of God said here, in verse number 6, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. I'm going to tell you, those three words right there will get fellowship back quicker than anything in the world. Actually, I'll just say it like this, and I think it's true. The we would have to be turned into I. Somebody's representing the people before Moses, and somebody says, we have sinned. We've complained about the bread of heaven. We've complained about not having water. We've complained about being in the wilderness. The people said, we have sinned and we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take the serpents away from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward. See that? They're no longer going backward. They set forward. They dealt with that discouragement, dealt with that sin. Let's go back over to John chapter 21. There was the distance, the direction. Then there was defilement. Peter's now naked and jumping off into the sea. We've seen that over in the book of Numbers as well, in the first mention of the word discouraged in the Bible. Then there's discouragement. But I thank my God tonight. I do thank my God that God's not going to leave Peter there. Jesus said unto them, I want you to see something tonight here that it blessed my heart. Jesus said unto them, verse 12, come and die. None of his disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Here's what I want to close with tonight. Encouraging someone who's discouraged. We see a discouraged disciple in the beginning of chapter number 21, but we see an encouraged disciple in the end of chapter 21. Let me show you. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, I want you to notice this tonight. There's other disciples there. There's other disciples that went fishing. They got in the all night of no catching nothing, that were involved with catching the whole net full of fish. But it's personal. If Jesus would have spoken to the group, he might have said, boys, or men, or brethren. But he calls the name. Shoo. Maybe you can't relate to this tonight, but I'm glad for the times in my life he called a name. It's not my brother and it's not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Sometimes people speak in generalities. Oh God, if I've sinned, I want you to know this. If he ever calls your name, the if will be erased. You'll say, oh God, help me. Forgive me. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? I've said this before. I don't know. I think there's a couple of ways you could look at that. When he said, lovest thou me more than these, maybe he was saying more than these other men. Because you remember, Simon did say this. Peter said this. He said, Lord, if they all forsake you, I'm going with you. You remember that? And Jesus said, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. So, lovest thou me more than these disciples? There's a great old big net of fish that's just been drug in. I'm not sure about this, but lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me more than your old life? I want to say this tonight. Jesus knew the answer before he asked the question. Jesus didn't need to know the answer. Jesus needed Peter to know the answer. He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. I'll show you something in a minute. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And the Bible said Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? You can speculate about this. He denied the Lord three times, so he asked him three times. You can speculate, and that's okay. But I know this. Jesus asked him three times, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, I love this. Thou knowest all things. Y'all remember the woman in Samaria? Remember what she ran back to town and told the men and told the people there in the town? Come see a man that told me, remember, all things ever that I've done, is not this the Christ? You know what I say tonight? If you've ever experienced something called Holy Ghost conviction, he didn't whisper all things that night. But he whispered enough things till I knew he knew all things. He whispered enough things till I knew there wasn't anything I could hide from him. Amen. And Peter said, Lord, you know all things. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now here's the encouragement tonight. Where did the encouragement come from? When Peter got his eyes off of himself and got his eyes on others. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? All three times Jesus says, feed my sheep or feed my lambs. Peter, it's not about you. It's about what I have for you to help others. It's important. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, oh glory! He come, Brother Rick, right back to where he started. Follow me. Have me with me tonight. He brought him right back to where it all started and said, follow me. You say, Pastor, I don't know why you're so encouraged tonight. I'll tell you why. Because there's been times in my life when I've been discouraged and I wasn't fit for nothing. But my Lord loved me so much that he brought me right back. Said, I'm not done with you. Miss Eve, I'm not finished with you. Either one of them would fit, wouldn't it? She's looking at me cross-eyed, so I don't know. Amen. Let me tell you this tonight. I've said this before, but there's nothing new under the sun. But when I was in prison, God showed me this when I was preaching in prison, for those of you on the tape. When I was preaching in prison, the Lord showed me this. I think it's important. If it were me, and I was looking for a man to stand up, and that man was going to get to see 3,000 people walk the aisle, so to speak, trust Jesus, preach one message, where we're at today, I don't know what we'd do if we saw 3 people come. Amen. 30? 300? But 3,000? If I were looking for a man, I don't think I would have looked any further than the Apostle John. The one that leaned his head over on his bosom and he didn't say, is it I? He said, who is it, Lord? When Jesus told him that one of you is going to deny me, he didn't say, is it I? He said, who is it, Lord? I love this. In my mind, it's like, I don't know who it is, but I know who it ain't. It ain't me. That's how close he was. The one that, while Peter's walking afar off and warming himself out there, outside the court with the devil's crowd, while Peter's denying him, the one that's standing at the foot of the cross, and hears Jesus say, son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. I promise you this, if it was up to Brother Vinoy, I'd have said, John, you're my man. You're going to preach on the day of Pentecost. I'm going somewhere and I'm finished. I know that God knew there would be a whole lot more men in this world like Peter than like John. Men that have blown it. Men that have walked afar off. Men that have cursed. Men that have denied. And he's going to say to Peter, "You're my man." That ought to encourage us tonight. Peter, verse 20, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter seeth him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, what shall this man do?" Jesus said unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" Here he goes again. "Follow thou me." I think, Miss Eve, that goes along with what you've heard me say to many people. If we've prayed with them and prayed for them, as somebody seeking the will of God for their life, I've said this many times, it's difficult enough for me to know the will of God for my own life. I've never been one to run around telling others the will of God for their life. Amen. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, "He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" This is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things which Jesus did. I love this verse. "The which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. I take that verse, Brother Steve, with just what we've studied tonight. Wonder how many others were discouraged, headed in the wrong direction, and Jesus reached out there and got them. We have the record what he did for Peter. I believe that God used Peter in a mighty way, because God is a forgiving God. He's a faithful God. Amen. Brother Don preached on Sunday night about the devoted disciple. I just want you to know that sometimes the devoted disciple gets discouraged. But he'll never get so discouraged that God can't help him. Amen? He'll never get so far away that God can't bring him back. With God, all things are possible. How many's glad you come tonight? Amen.